You go to school, you get trained in something, then you go get a job in that, and then you do that job and that's your career, and then you die. But then they got into this thing and realized they don't actually want to do this with their life. Or nobody wants this particular trade anymore. You make 8-track players. People aren't buying 8-tracks anymore. There's this weird thing about the market where if you go in with, well, this is a thing that I do, there may be forces beyond you that, like, no one wants to pay for that anymore. And so over the years, I kept meeting people who had this very single track, this is what I'm supposed to do thing, and then it disappointed them for reasons out of their control, or simply, I got trained to do this thing that I don't like to do. Then I stumbled on this Japanese word, ikigai. And ikigai essentially is that which gets you out of bed in the morning. And sometimes it's translated your reason for being. And in Japanese culture, they have this very well thought through idea of ikigai that you never stop working out your ikigai, what it is that gets you out of bed in the morning. And so in this season of life, this is what you're doing, but that may change. It may shift. Somebody you love may get sick, and so you need to care for them. You used to do this, and now that industry is sort of dried up, but now you need to go back to school because you need to now go do this. And they had this really interesting idea that when you no longer have something that gets you out of bed in the morning, then you're kind of dead, even if you're still alive. And the reason why I find that fascinating is you can be successful, you can have a nice job, you can have a nice house, you can do all the stuff that everybody says, hey, you've made it, and yet wake up in the morning with a profound sense of dread, like, ugh, another day. And despair is a spiritual disease. Despair is when you believe that tomorrow will simply be a repeat of today. Despair is when you look ahead into the future and each day is just another version of this. What we really want, no matter how educated, sophisticated, accomplished we are, we want to wake up in the morning with this sense of anticipation, like, look what I get to do today. The great Abraham Joshua Heschel said, I didn't ask for success, I asked for wonder. And I love that, because for many of us, we were trained for success. We were trained, here's how you work hard and multitask and network and get stuff done and climb the ladder. What we weren't taught oftentimes was to ask, is this ladder even leaned up against the right building? Which is a different set of questions. It's like it exerts a different set of muscles.
Now, listen again.
You go to school, you get trained in something, then you go get a job in that, and then you do that job and that's your career, and then you die. But then they got into this thing and realized they don't actually want to do this with their life. Or nobody wants this particular trade anymore. You make 8-track players. People aren't buying 8-tracks anymore. There's this weird thing about the market where if you go in with, well, this is a thing that I do, there may be forces beyond you that, like, no one wants to pay for that anymore. And so over the years, I kept meeting people who had this very single track, this is what I'm supposed to do thing, and then it disappointed them for reasons out of their control, or simply, I got trained to do this thing that I don't like to do. Then I stumbled on this Japanese word, ikigai. And ikigai essentially is that which gets you out of bed in the morning. And sometimes it's translated your reason for being. And in Japanese culture, they have this very well thought through idea of ikigai that you never stop working out your ikigai, what it is that gets you out of bed in the morning. And so in this season of life, this is what you're doing, but that may change. It may shift. Somebody you love may get sick, and so you need to care for them. You used to do this, and now that industry is sort of dried up, but now you need to go back to school because you need to now go do this. And they had this really interesting idea that when you no longer have something that gets you out of bed in the morning, then you're kind of dead, even if you're still alive. And the reason why I find that fascinating is you can be successful, you can have a nice job, you can have a nice house, you can do all the stuff that everybody says, hey, you've made it, and yet wake up in the morning with a profound sense of dread, like, ugh, another day. And despair is a spiritual disease. Despair is when you believe that tomorrow will simply be a repeat of today. Despair is when you look ahead into the future and each day is just another version of this. What we really want, no matter how educated, sophisticated, accomplished we are, we want to wake up in the morning with this sense of anticipation, like, look what I get to do today. The great Abraham Joshua Heschel said, I didn't ask for success, I asked for wonder. And I love that, because for many of us, we were trained for success. We were trained, here's how you work hard and multitask and network and get stuff done and climb the ladder. What we weren't taught oftentimes was to ask, is this ladder even leaned up against the right building? Which is a different set of questions. It's like it exerts a different set of muscles.